Hi, boys. I've got a little bit of an exciting one for you today. Of course, it is a custom, but I think you'll really enjoy it. Of course, if you want a custom audio from me, remember, all I really need is a little small, like, 4-sentence paragraph, probably, just kind of giving me a simple baseline and some trigger words. That's usually what I like to have, because if I don't have that, then I can't improv a lot of it and give it my own twist, which is exactly what I do here. Of course, I think you guys know that already. So are you ready? You ready to have some fun with Miss Little Naughty Katie here? Well, I know I am. So let's get started, shall we? It's been 3 months since I've started brainwashing him. And he's already become better than I ever thought he could be. When I first met him about 6-8 months ago, he was just a lonely guy, normal, sweet, would be the ultimate husband to somebody, a loving father. Well, that's until I got a hold of him. Of course, once I got a hold of him, all of that changed. I slowly started brainwashing him, making him into something vile, someone disgusting, turning him into a pedophile. Little did he know, when he first met me, a pretty young little brunette. I am quite a petite woman, about 5'2", quite small, though I do have a nice pair of tits and a sweet little ass. Of course, men have always liked me, but I'm into something a little naughtier than most women. See, not only do I like to take a perfectly good man and ruin him and turn him, I also love being a woman pedophile. I keep it a secret as I go around on the sites in the wicker groups. Oh yeah, there are female pedophile wicker groups. We share all kinds of stories and fun and content that you would never believe. But in those groups, we talk about other things too. Like relationships, men. Of course, I guess I'm a special kind of fucked up. I love to take perfectly good, honest men, and I love turning them out. Turning them into vile, disgusting, depraved fucking creatures. And my latest victim, oh, he's coming along real, real nice. I've slowly been turning him. Oh, and it's been going so, so well. We're gonna have a really special night tonight. As soon as I give him the key phrase, Yes, I have him so well brainwashed that every time I say, "Don't you want to play with a little girl?" he instantly turns in to a disgusting pedophile. Over the months, I've been sneaking CP onto his computer, making him watch all the nasty child porn I could find. Oh, all those dirty pictures of little girls, those videos. Some really, really young, some a little older. All the same, making him masturbate to it with me, helping him, stroking him while he watches. Oh, I've got him trained really well. Then once he comes out of this special little pedo trance, he goes back to normal. Yes, he goes back to that normal, wonderful, loving man that isn't a pedophile at all. How perfect, right? He has no idea what I have turned him into. Now, tonight's the night we make it official. I decided to have my sister drop off her daughter. She's only 9 years old. My sweet little niece. And she's waiting in the other room. Now, I have him in front of me. I have you in front of me. Do you know what I want you to do today? Oh, it's a special day, don't you remember? I have my little 9-year-old girl in the other room, my niece. Don't play dumb. Don't you know what I want you to do with her? Oh, don't you act disgusted. You can't refuse me. It's okay. It's okay. Why don't you come play with a little girl? There we are. There's my pedophile boyfriend. That wasn't so hard, was it? Months of training. You're ready for this. Oh, you still look a little resistant, but I think it'll be all right. Now, come on, get up. You can do it. Let that inner monster take over. Become a real pedophile this evening. Do you need a little bit more encouragement? Okay, look, you're a good boy, and you're a very good pedophile. Now, here are some nude pictures I took of my niece. I want you to take a good look at her. Isn't she cute? Fuck, this is really turning me on. Watching you. Trying to resist it. Trying to resist a temptation of that sweet little 9-year-old body. You know how bad you want it. You know you can't fucking help yourself. You're exactly what I made you. A pedophile. A pedophile. You want to touch her, don't you? That's right. Take a good look. Are you ready yet? Ah, good. Good. I like that. All right. Now get up. She's right behind that door. Go in there while she's playing with her little toys. And take her. Take my little whore niece. You could do it. Come on. Finally. Finally, he's becoming a real pedophile. I watch him with the door open. I see him immediately in his trance, forcing himself upon her. Ripping her little clothes off, pushing her toys out of the way. I go up next to them. I watch. She screams and calls me for help. I just start to laugh. Oh, you're doing such a good job. Becoming a child rapist, a molester. Don't fight it. This is who you are now. Take her little body. Come on, take her. Yes. Oh, is she fighting too much for you? Is she fighting too much for you? You know you want it. Here, let me help. After all, what kind of pedo girlfriend would I be if I didn't help you take this little 9-year-old girl? My own fucking niece. Getting fucked. Getting taken. Getting forced. By my brainwashed pedophile boyfriend. Oh, this is so fucking hot. Fuck. I feel my cunt just dripping. I hold down her little wrist while my panties are getting wetter and wetter. I see him take his hard, throbbing pedophile cock. Yes, honey, just like that. Stick it down her fucking throat. Do as I say. Come on, it's okay. I got her now. She won't hit or kick you anymore. Yeah, do that. Just sit on her legs. Bring your cock up to her mouth. Yes. Yes, fucking give it to her. Make her take it all. Shove it down her tiny little 9-year-old throat. Feel how wet and warm it is. Do you fucking feel it? You feel her tight little 9-year-old throat screaming onto your cock. Ah, yes, face fuck her sweet. Sweet little face. Thrust into it. Give her all of your cock. Force it so deep down her throat that your balls are touching her chin. That's a good pedophile boyfriend. Yeah, do a good job. Come on. Look at her. Come on. Oh, fuck. It's so hot watching you face fuck her. Raping her little throat. Her sweet 9-year-old throat pussy. Come on. Yeah, you're a real fucking pedophile now, aren't you? It's completely official. Face fucking my 9-year-old niece. You're a real one now. What have I turned you into? Yes, I've turned you into a little child rapist. Now, enough with her fucking throat. Take her little cunt as well. Give it to her. Spread her little legs open wide. Ah, fuck. Yes. Want me to help you? I go on over next to him as he has her legs spread out. I spit on her little cunny, that sweet little slit, her bald little pussy. I grab his cock. I could tell he's still a little nervous. I go ahead. I help him enter her. Help him get inside of her sweet little hole. 'Cause that's all she is. A 9-year-old girl with three little fuck holes. Ready and waiting for your pedophile cock to just ravage them. Take it. Let that inner demon out. Listen to the voices. Complete your transformation. There's no going back. You're gonna be a real pedophile, a real child fucker. That's right. As I guide his cock deep inside of her. You're in her now. What do you think? Feels fucking amazing, doesn't it? Ah, fuck. I start to rub my cunt as I watch you fuck her. Dripping wet. I love brainwashing men like you, making you into my ultimate pedophile toy. Yes, watching you force my little niece. It's the hottest thing I've ever fucking seen. I start taking pictures of my phone, telling you I'm gonna share this with all of my friends in my little wicker group. Every time you come, you become more of a pedophile, more of a monster. You become more depraved. I've got such great fucking plans for you. Ruin her little life. I want you to wreck that tiny cunt. You know what? I want you to use every fucking hole that she has. Let's go ahead and flip her around. Look at her sweet little ass. I think it needs to get fucked too. Come on, I know you got great, great return time. That's right. Already cream pied her little tiny cunt. And now you're ready to go again. God, you're the perfect specimen for a brainwashed pedophile. This is the only the beginning. I'm gonna find more and more little girls for you to take with me. We're gonna be the ultimate pedo couple. Ah, look at her perfect little asshole. Spread her cheeks apart for me, won't you? I spit on her little ass. I start licking it. Tastes so sweet. I can taste her little pussy juices too, with this cum mixed in. It's the perfect little 9-year-old cream pied cunt. Her little asshole is just pulsing. It's like she's waiting. She's still screaming, begging for help, but no one can hear her. No, only us. Of course, I planned for this for a long, long time. Come on, honey. As I get done licking, I go ahead. I help him, guide him back inside, right into her tiny little ass. It doesn't fit very well at first, so I help force him inside of her as deep as possible, practically making her pass out from the pain of him forcing himself into her tiny 9-year-old body. She's shaking, feeling his adult cock deep inside of her. I can only imagine how she feels. Not like I really care. I only care about what gets me off and what makes him a more disgusting fucking pedophile. I watch him as he thrusts in and out of her. I come again, listening to her little screams fill the room. It's like music to my ears. I could tell you're getting ready, getting close to coming again. I tell him I want it in my mouth. Please, baby. My pedophile boyfriend. Give me all of that pedo cum. Let me taste your sweet little ass from your cock. Come on, I could tell you're getting close. How could you not come so fast being in her? She's just so tight. So sweet. So young. So innocent. You've truly wrecked her little body. Her little ass tastes so good on your cock. Your cum filling my throat. I keep some of it in my mouth and then I feed it to her. Do you taste this cum off of your aunt's lips? You better not tell anyone about this. Or I'll be so much worse next time. Not like anyone will believe you anyways, you little 9-year-old slut. Oh, congrats, baby. You're now a full pedophile. Thank you for letting me turn you into a pedo. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, don't be scared. You're all right. She's gonna be all right. Don't worry about it. Come on, let's go in the living room and talk and snuggle. I want you to know how good you've been for me. I know you've come back out of your trance now. And it's okay. Remember, that's not the real you. That's just a pedophile you. It's the you I like to play with. And I know you like to make me happy, don't you? What a good man. Oh, don't worry. My sister will be here soon to pick up her little ravaged body. Don't feel bad. It's okay. It'll be fine. I love you so much. and I love what you've become. I promise there'll be more, so much more. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this one, and I want you to know that this is just a fantasy roleplay done by your favorite disgusting, fun, H-play rape fantasy artist, Katie Starling. And remember, if you want to follow me, come over to my Twitter at TabooKatie. And then there will also be a link to my All My Links below. You can also go to www.allmylinks/pervertparadise. That's allmylinks.com/pervertparadise. I hope to see you there. Bye-bye. And I can't wait to give you guys more fun. And again, it's just a fantasy. There's no reason to feel bad or to feel like you're some monster. Enjoying a fantasy is a good thing, as it keeps that outlet for you, and it makes sure that you can get it out, enjoy yourself, and then go back to living your normal life, you know? And that's why I make this content. Not only do I enjoy being a rape accomplice, but I also make it for those of you that need that special, legal, consensual release. As you know, this is just a fake story. Either it's like a baseline written by somebody that I'm just improvising, or whatever it is. A lot of times it's written by myself as well, so I really hope you guys enjoyed it. And like I said, remember, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just enjoying a safe, legal outlet, and we're having fun. And remember, if you need to, I do hold support groups in my server, which there will be a link to in my All My Links as well. And along with links to like my ex videos and my ex hamster, because I do videos as well. So I hope to see you guys again soon, and be ready for a lot of content over the next couple weeks. I love making those pervert cocks come. All right. Bye-bye, guys. Good night.